There are certain times when we should not use hypnotherapy or hypnosis. And what follows are the precautions and safety mechanisms that should be abided to. So first of all, practical matters. When not to use hypnosis or when to take precautionary measures. If the presenting problem or the personal history you gather indicates that a client is dangerous to the self or others, then the client is beyond the scope of a treatment. A client of this kind is best referred to someone who is trained to handle such issues, such as a psychiatrist, a psychologist, or perhaps a counsellor. When the client is dealing with highly repressed or traumatic material, under certain circumstances, highly traumatic or repressed material could indicate that hypnosis alone would not be appropriate. If you are not trained in interventions that deal in this area, it would be best to refer the client. When the client is dealing with a life-threatening disease, a client who seeks treatment by hypnosis for a psychological and/or life-threatening disease should be advised that such treatment is controversial and should be encouraged to get a diagnosis or referral from a medical doctor before proceeding. Note, it is not illegal to use hypnosis for, say, helping to alleviate an ulcer or its symptoms. It is, however, illegal to claim to use hypnosis to cure any physical condition. When a client is dealing with certain psychiatric or neurological disorders, if a client is dealing with certain disorders of a psychiatric nature, such as multiple personality, schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, hysteria, epileptic seizures, it would be appropriate to seek referral from a medical doctor or psychiatrist before proceeding. So bear these points in mind. Listen to them again, absorb them, identify, and proceed with precaution when experiencing or encountering a client with such disorders.